from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live. 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by HRV. HitchRV, your premier.
It's over, Joe. Dealership.
For locations, go to HitchRV.com. It is over. The Jalen Hurts interception streak is over.
I wasn't talking about that. The Rita's truck just left. It's over. That's it.
I mean, there's a lot of Rita's in the area.
No, I'm just saying, but the free Rita's is gone.
You have to wait a year for that. All right, speaking of another thing ending, the Jalen Hurts streak is over. Elliott Shore Parks is calling, but today it's a sit-in brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seat. That's Color Cut Clarity Carrot. And Cozy Elliott, welcome in on a day history is made and history ends.
Yeah, don't be sad it's over. Be happy it happened, right? I mean, you know, we got a chance over these last 16 days to see a historic performance, but yes, it did come to an end today, unfortunately.
All right, Elliot, take us into the play, what happened here. So today was probably the best view that we had during practice.
Yeah, good day for you
guys.
They
flipped
the
field, and they were kind of coming at us or, you know, near us, and I saw it happen live. I just couldn't tell at first who the quarterback was because they rotate so much, but I saw the pick. And then I saw Jalen chasing, and I was like, oh, it had to be Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So take us inside what happened and then your emotions as someone who's chronicled this from day one.
Yeah, so it was early on in practice. Jalen entered the day with 301 consecutive attempts without an interception, smashing the record of 157, you know, previously. So it was the fourth attempt of practice. He dropped back. You know, I thought, you know, there was pressure, but he got rid of the ball, threw it over the middle, and Darius Slay just jumped right in front of it. In a game, it might have been a pick six. Darius took it all the way back, you know, into the other end zone. After the practice, Slay said that he did bait Jalen into it, and Jalen said that he jokingly said to him, it's about time. So, you know, I would say my heart dropped for sure when I saw the interception. You know, it wasn't something I was used to seeing. It was on the brink of the perfect training camp. Perfection, though, is hard to obtain.
Well, see, there's some rumors out there that, you know, maybe there was a little bit – there could have been a sack on that play. So how do you feel about that? Because there's some other guys reporting that it might have been a sack.
Do you need the film, or did you see it clearly live?
No, I mean, look, everyone can have their own interpretation of it. I'm the only one that gets to score it. So it was an interception.
Speak on it then.
Is what it is. It was an interception, yeah.
All right, also there's some conflicting reports. We had sources here actually come into our Hitch RV and – one source said that you handled it professionally.
Credible source.
Another source said you slammed your notebook down as if you were
super upset
that it was over.
Another credible source.
What happened?
I would just say I love my training camp notebook too much to ever put it in harm's way. I would never throw that thing on the ground. So, no, I did not throw it on the ground. Shout out to everyone at practice today that, you know, after the interception, immediately felt the need to come up and ask how I was feeling about it. A lot of fans there today, a lot of station listeners. So it was definitely a crazy moment for sure. But, no, the training camp notebook is safe for next year.
So you were on the field. We're in the RV. I sensed a buzz when it happened. I heard two buzzes today. One, Hurts rolled right in front of us and threw a touchdown to Gainwell.
Outstanding throw.
Great play.
Yeah.
And then the other one, like a kind of a crowd got into it, was the interception. Do you think the people felt the gravity of the moment?
Without question. I mean, I've been here every day, and walking from the media house, you know, into the practice field, a lot of people ask every day, you know, what's he at today? What's the interception thing? And I know there were some people out there that don't like the training camp stats and whatever. Here's the bottom line. If I would have told you before camp that Jalen was going to go 305 passes without an interception, I would have been laughed at. I would have been called a homer. I would have said there's no way that's going to happen. And that is exactly what happened. So whatever you think of the stats, the reality is Jalen had, you know, the best camp he probably could have asked for. The stock on Jalen is way up after this camp, and the Eagles have to feel they got the best possible camp they could have out of Jalen.
So you know, and we did an interview with Reed Blankenship today, and he basically alluded to the fact that, you know, they kind of knew about the training camp stats. So my question to you is this, Elliot. Like, you've had a lot of, like, haters. Let's just call it what they are. They're haters, and they hate the fact that you do the stats thing. But do you feel validated when you hear players know exactly the stats that you like to put out every day?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, Darius Slay said today that, you know, he knew it was – he said 200-plus, but it was obviously 300-plus coming into it. And, you know, when the quarterback goes – and, Hugh, I would be curious for your perspective on this. Like, when a quarterback goes 16 practices without an interception – that is something the defenders have to be aware of. That has to be something you're talking about in the meeting room. So I think it's cool. I think it's cool to hear them to get into the stats and everything.
All right, before we move on and talk about the other things, that now the camp is over and kind of a final stock watch. Elliot, I'd be remiss not to point this out. I'm just curious if you think there's something to this or this is totally separate. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had a very nice college and pro career so far.
Yes.
But the reality is, he, in the biggest moments, he hasn't done it yet, right? He hasn't won a championship yet. And you look at some of the college games, he didn't play his best in the title game. He had a fumble in the Super Bowl. Do you think the pressure got to him today on the biggest stage?
Yo, it's a great question, Joe. I mean, I would say, you know, he did break the record. So he doesn't leave camp without anything. He now holds the record for consecutive passes in training camp without an interception. So he did accomplish that.
And did he finish strong after the interception?
He did, yeah. Okay. So today he finished 22 of 30, 3 touchdowns, obviously the interception. Whether it got to him, you know, I don't know. Clearly perfection is really hard. We saw the Patriots, arguably the best team we ever saw, lose the Super Bowl. The 72 Dolphins are the 72 Dolphins for a reason.
This is similar to the 07 Pats. Yeah,
I mean, in terms of disappointment too, right? So I don't think it got to him, no, but it just speaks to how hard it is to have the perfect camp. But if there's any bright side to this, it's now he has something to chase next year.
All right, Elliot, we've been doing Camp Stock Watch, and a lot of what we have been talking about is based on what you've seen and what you've told us about at practice. Now that it's in the books, let's leave Jalen aside, right? We know what he did.
Stock up on Jalen.
Obviously. Yeah. Elliot, give us someone other than Jalen, maybe one offense, one defense, you leave feeling better about them when camp started.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the obvious answer on offense can always be A.J. Brown and Devontae. You don't want to overlook their greatness. They had outstanding camps. They looked great every day out there. So they stock up on them. But in terms of somebody who I think in my time covering the team, I'm not sure I've ever seen a player go from one year to the other and show this level of improvement would be Britton Covey on the offensive side of the ball. He got a ton of first-team reps on offense at receiver. I thought coming into camp, he wouldn't even see the field with the first-team offense. He caught every...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing thrown his way. He is really good off of the line of scrimmage. He creates separation almost instantly at the snap of the ball. So, yeah, I would say Britton Covey definitely a stock up on the offensive side.
Does he play big enough? Because just watching him, he looks tiny. And he's small.
He is, yeah.
So, but like in the slot, he's going to be in the middle, right, if he's playing. Do you, like, did you see him catch the ball in traffic and hold on to it?
Yeah, so there were a few plays he made. Now, obviously, they can't hit in practice, so there is that component to it. But there were a few plays he made where he went up for the ball, caught contested catches. I can think of a play earlier in camp down the left sideline. Jalen put the ball between two defenders. Covey went up and got it. I mean, it was not an easy catch. So he is definitely – it's not all been checkdowns and screens to Covey. He has caught passes beyond 15 yards.
All right, defensively, everyone we've asked, including Reed today, has said N'Kobe Dean. You seem to be very high in N'Kobe. Let me ask you this way. Regardless of what the Eagles are going to do 2 weeks from now, do you think he's one of their two best linebackers?
Yes, I do. I do. And that's not something I would have said prior to camp. I mean, N'Kobe, and he's talked about this, has not been healthy. And I think that's a big part of the reason why he has not kind of got it going at the NFL level. But he's made plays in camp that I didn't think he was capable of making, to be completely honest. He had a pass breakup a few days ago. I think it was Sunday, where he jumped a route that Jalen threw to Devontae, and I thought it was going to be a catch. Like, just watching it live, I was getting ready to write down completion to Devontae, and N'Kobe came out of nowhere and batted it away. I don't think N'Kobe's questions with him in the league have never been, can he play the run? It's never been, can he blitz? We know he can do those things. The question is he good in coverage? And he has really improved in coverage. So when I think about their best two linebackers, like, frankly, it might be Trotter and N'Kobe, but I would say for now it's probably Devin and N'Kobe.
How would you assess, as it's now in the books, the training camp Nick Sirianni had? Because, you know, it was obviously a tumultuous kind of offseason and questions. Yeah. And the one thing I think coming back to what he is still here for, and he talked about this, is the culture is a big part of his job. It feels pretty good right now. Reed was with us last hour, and he said it's as tight of a group he's ever been with throughout a training camp. How would you assess how Sirianni did at camp as his new role, but then also the all the other stuff around it?
Yeah, I think Sirianni had an outstanding camp. If you want to say stock up on a coach, I think stock is up on Nick. A lot of the questions this offseason, or really since the end of last season, was, what does he do? Like, what does Nick do? And watching this camp for 16 practices, you could really see Nick's imprint on the team. Obviously, Kellen Moore has a large part to do with the scheme, and he calls the plays on offense. But there was a drill today after practice that I think speaks to what Nick brings as a head coach. So practice was over, training camp was in the books, and all 90 players lined up in the middle of the field, got in like a semicircle, and they did one-on-ones in like a competitive nature. It was Covey versus Cooper DeJean. It was A.J. Brown versus Quinyon. And the players were very into it. They were jumping around. I don't know if you guys could see it from out here, but they were jumping around if it was an incompletion. They were going crazy when, you know, someone made a play. And I think that's what Nick has brought. And outside of that, they've done a lot of situational work, which is where Nick will have to make an impact on Sunday. You know, time management, those type of things. So I do think Nick showed why, as a CEO head coach, he'll still have a very big impact on this team.
Am I wrong in my assessment that it feels like it's been a little bit more upbeat this training camp as opposed to last year's training camp?
Yeah, for sure. I think last year you could feel the team carrying the Super Bowl loss on them. And Nick especially. Just being around Nick a few years, in my opinion, he looks like he has a weight off of his shoulder in this camp. I think he looks happier. I think he looks just more like he's enjoying himself out there. And I think that's true for the whole team. You know, last year, obviously, we know the pressure was on them to go back to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But I don't think they ever got over that loss, that team last year. To lose that game the way they did and then come to the realization that you weren't going to do it again, I think that's why the season fell apart. So there is definitely a carefreeness and a lighter tone, I guess I would say, to the team this camp.
All right, last one. Biggest concern heading into season, because it's mostly positive. They're mostly healthy, right? Steen is banged up, and they've had a few guys in and out. DeJean is now back, but health, I think, is pretty good throughout camp. Biggest concern for you 2 weeks till opening day?
So I really only have one concern with this team. It is the right guard spot. The offensive line, I definitely understand if you want to be in Jeff Stoutland We Trust camp. Jeff Stoutland is a Hall of Fame offensive line coach, and he'll probably have them ready to play. But offensive line is a position that is built on continuity. Last year, they talked about that. You know how when you have guys in and out, it's hard to have the checks right at the line. It's hard to know what this guy's going to do. I would guess the starting offensive line, the five guys we project to start, Mailata, Landon, Juergens, Becton, and Lane, took maybe 100 reps in camp together as that five. Like, wow. Maybe it's more, but it certainly is not three-fourths of the snaps that they took. And we're talking about Jalen taking, you know, probably close to 400, 500 snaps. So they had a lot of shuffling around. And I think of all the training camp questions, the right guard is the one spot where they got below average play of what they were hoping for. Steen got benched almost right away, like 2 or 3 days in. And I don't think Becton has looked consistently great. So right guard for me is a major concern.
Elliot, great job here at training camp. We appreciate the coverage, your time on with us on our show. And you know what? It lined up perfectly. Relax tomorrow and get yourself a pumpkin spice latte because the season begins.
That's exactly right.
Tomorrow.
Look, I mean, I think the football gods know that with training camp ending, we need a football thing tomorrow.
Yes.
So I will certainly be up and early getting myself a nice pumpkin spice latte.
Can we start with this pumpkin spice?
You want me to bring
you one in? You don't like pumpkin spice?
Douglas today was like, stop with all the pumpkin.
You didn't like the pumpkin spice wings they had last year? Remember?
No, I do like the pumpkin.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
I was okay,
yeah,
but it's just too much. Like, you know, the pumpkin spice coffee,
fall, like
the pumpkin spice.
You put a nice scarf on, you put
scents,
a coat on, you get yourself a
pumpkin
spice.
They got pumpkin spice, what
girls
they call
don't wear
candles.
Coats, by the way.
Yeah,
what's
you
the
don't
coat?
Wear coats. Yeah.
I got a coat. Like
you got to get a fly
bucks.
Coat for the fall.
Come on. I got a $30 coat. What you
it's
talking
not
about?
It's like waking up on a football Sunday, Hugh.
Yeah.
There's a chill in the air. You get a pumpkin spice coffee, and you're
the
going.
The smell reminds you of football.
No, listen. Hopefully in the next couple weeks I have me a place to stay. I have a coat because I got one in Georgia.
Yeah, then
somewhere.
You got to get yourself a scarf and then walk around the city with a pumpkin spice.
No,
you'll
I'm
be
definitely
feeling
not
good.
Doing
yeah,
that.
No, I think
definitely
that'd be a good look for you.
The new Hugh. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
No.
It'd be good.
Nah, pumpkin spice? I'm about to say plant-based.
Yeah, the plant-based guy is ripping the pumpkin.
I'd imagine there's a lot of
crossover.
Yeah, with that.
There's probably a ton of it.
Yeah.
Elliot, we appreciate it.
Awesome.
We will talk
good,
to
good
you
stuff,
soon.
Guys.
And history made by Jalen Hurts with the long streak without an interception at camp this year. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Here, we still got the spot to give away. Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Our draft next Wednesday.
Yes.
At Chickies at Pete's. Hugh is promising, or we think he'll...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.